The Public News Service Daily Newscast, July the 14th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A new student loan forgiveness program could lower monthly payments and reduce the amount these borrowers have to pay back over the lifetime of their loans.
Arkansans hold about $13 billion of the more than $1.7 trillion in U.S. student loan debt. Kristen McGuire, who heads the nonprofit group Young Invincibles, says President Joe Biden's new SAVE plan, which stands for Saving on a Valuable Education, would begin with income-based repayment amounts. But it hasn't been finalized yet, and McGuire says it will most likely take more time for people to see their student loans forgiven.
If you are currently in the plan called the Repay plan, you will automatically move over to the new SAVE plan. So when we were looking for widespread cancellation, we were looking for something that would be swift.
For Public News Service, I'm Danielle Smith.
The Department of Education will hold a virtual public hearing to discuss the rulemaking agenda that happens on July 18th. Now from Politico, the Republican push to pare back military abortion policies was added to the must-pass Pentagon policy. Politico reports, in a very tight vote, 221 to 213, lawmakers adopted an amendment to the annual National Defense Authorization Act, undoing the Pentagon policy of reimbursing service members who traveled to receive abortions. They note adopting that provision could doom the final passage of the bill by turning off Democrats, meaning Speaker McCarthy will need almost unanimous GOP support in his five-seat majority. Now to Minnesota, where they're about to implement several juvenile justice system reforms that are being cheered by advocates.
Several changes were included in the public safety omnibus bill approved by the legislature this past spring. A key provision puts strict limitations on the use of solitary confinement in juvenile detention centers. Sarah Davis, director of the Children and Families Division at the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, says it means the practice can't be used as a form of punishment. She calls it a critically important move in seeking improvements.
Solitary confinement, and particularly solitary confinement of youth, is a fundamental human rights violation, and many other states had already banned or significantly limited the practice.
Other changes include limiting strip searches and prohibiting life sentences without parole for defendants who were minors at the time of the offense. Addressing these matters has sometimes resulted in tension in Minnesota, including a recent Hennepin County case that involved a controversial plea deal for two teens. But Davis says these reforms still leave plenty of room for accountability. I'm Mike Moen.
This is Public News Service. Families and medical providers announced a lawsuit against the state of Texas Thursday over new legislation that bans medical care for transgender youth.
The lawsuit seeks a temporary injunction to block Senate Bill 14 before it can go into effect on September 1st. Brian Bond with PFLAG, the nation's largest organization representing the LGBTQ community, says the bill's passage has resulted in families splitting up or planning to leave Texas to continue treatment for their children.
PFLAG members, parents, and families in Texas are hurting and terrified as they scramble to find medical and mental health care options for their children.
SB 14 would not only ban medical care for transgender youth in Texas, but also cut off access to care for adolescent minors already receiving treatment. I'm Roz Brown.
The city of Reno, meantime, continuing its redistricting process. Today is the last day for community members to submit their feedback on 6 draft maps.
Reno residents can make suggestions through an online survey or use a map portal. Odolsko says redistricting is more than just about voting. He adds elected officials are the voice for their constituents who have specific needs or desire certain services.
How these wards are drawn is going to determine who can run for office. And then who lives in the district or the ward is going to determine the responsiveness of the elected officials.
Odolsko wants community members to look at the 6 draft maps and consider where the boundaries have been drawn. For example, seeing if your home will be within or outside the same district as your child's school. Odolsko says the goal is to have new wards adopted by the Reno City Council by August 23rd and then sent to the Wausau County Registrar of Voters by September. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
Finally, our Joe Yorori lets us know there were some skygazers disappointed this week when scientists canceled predictions to see the spectacular northern lights from Indiana.
Tourism leaders say Indianapolis will be the eclipse capital of the Midwest as the sun, moon, and earth align for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to soak in a total solar eclipse. Brian Murphy, director of Butler University's Holcomb Observatory, says the event will begin at 3:06 p.m. on April 8th.
It will be big. I mean, we're talking Super Bowl big. In fact, the last one that passed over Indianapolis, at least Marion County, 819 years ago. And it's basically from Frankfort down to almost the Ohio River will experience the sun disappearing for about 3 to 4 minutes.
The Circle City plans a weekend-long party.
Indianapolis will not be within the path of a totality again until 2153. I'll do the math for you. That's 130 years from now. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here are some great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.